Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up and welcome to the art of being well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world via telehealth, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, we have brand new telehealth patient options now open for you all, and lots of free resources there for you as well. You could check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners, no matter when you listen to this episode, we're giving away free healthy stuff for you. All you have to do for a chance to win, well, let me tell you what you're going to win first if you win. You get to pick. We're giving away free signed books. We're giving away free supplement stack protocols that we have at drwillcole.com. We're giving away free telehealth consultations for people who want that. So you can either pick the product that you want or get your telehealth consult scheduled if you win. All you have to do for a chance to win is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the show. You could leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you could take a screenshot and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every single month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram, as well as the Apple Podcast reviews themselves, and randomly picking winners every single month. And then I'll reach out to you and you can tell me what you want. All right, let's get to today's guest. This is kind of a big deal, guys. I have never had anyone from my direct family, my immediate family. I had my brother-in-law on the podcast, actually. So you can go back and listen to that episode. He's a regenerative farmer, Adam Mason. But this is a big deal because my son is on the podcast today. Wow. He is 17 years old. His name is Solomon. Obviously, as a parent, like every parent, almost every parent, all the good ones are really proud of their kids. But man, this is a really cool conversation. What are we going to cover? We're going to cover what it's like, I guess, to be a son of a functional medicine doctor and the good, the bad, the ugly. He does not hold back. And we talk about eating healthy and we keep it real, guys. We talk about what it's like to try to eat healthy when you are a picky eater, which he's a self-professed picky eater. We talk about traveling and eating healthy, different supplements that he likes and doesn't like. We talk about what it's like to be a parent from a parent's perspective and a kid's perspective around parenting and technology and social media and kids and a lot of hot button topics when it comes to growing up in today's culture. So if you have kids, if you know a kid, share it with people that have kids, if you don't have kids, because this is a great conversation, I think, to learn different viewpoints and hash it out. And he is wise beyond his years, hence his name. He's definitely living up to it. So I couldn't be more proud of him. I love him so much. And I'm excited to share with you a light in my life. And I would consider him one of my best friends. And that's a cool thing to be his dad, obviously, first and foremost. But as he's getting older, parents of teens get to see this. Hopefully, it's a blessing if they do. This friendship and re-shifting of the dynamic, I guess, of your relationship as they get older. It's really special to see. And hopefully you'll see that shine through in today's conversation. So let's get right to it. This is Solomon Cole's Art of Being Well. Wow. I can't believe it. My man child, my firstborn, my baby boy. You're on the podcast, man.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? This is a big day, man. My son, Solomon's on the podcast, and he's been off screen, but in the room for many podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're best friends and we do a lot together. And then over the years, you've been on, like, as me as a guest on podcasts, you've got to go on many different ones.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give people behind the scenes of, like, what's it like to be my son and me as a parent, as a functional medicine doctor, maybe some parenting tips, like real life. We're not going to, like, sugarcoat this. We're going to give you the real deal. I don't know what he's going to say.
I'm going to be honest.
17 years old, completely uncensored. And yeah, say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
So maybe you can introduce yourself. I'll do this in the intro too, so they'll hear my perspective on it.
Okay.
But you are how old at this point?
I'm 17 years old. My name is Solomon and I'm your son.
This is so funny. So let's go back in time. Mm-hmm. Let me frame this from my perspective, and you can disagree with me if you want. In my perspective, you're a amazing kid. You're not going to disagree with that. But you're so talented, wise beyond your years. And we didn't know that when we named you Solomon, but you are wise beyond your years. Maybe there's something to that naming mm-hmm. thing. But you're at the same time, you're a very normal kid in many other attributes. So mm-hmm. I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, this functional medicine doctor is bragging on his kid. Well, all parents brag about their kids. But I want that there be like a real relatable aspect of this, because we are just a regular family. And I want to give people takeaways from this as parents, or if you're thinking of having kids, or just relationships in general, I guess. Because part of my job, when I am consulting telehealth patients, family dynamics are a major part of that. And we encourage new telehealth patients when we're having a consult to have whoever you do life with, whoever is your support system, it could be traditional family, it could be friends, it could be whoever, but I encourage them to be on the calls as much as they can be, especially the earlier ones, because something can be quote unquote clinically appropriate, or we're making positive lifestyle changes in somebody's life, but who does the cooking? Who does the grocery shopping? Are there picky eaters in the home? Do they understand this whole functional medicine wellness thing? So I think that that's going to be part of what people get out of today's conversation too. It's because, all right, family dynamics, human dynamics, relationship dynamics are a massive component to wellness. On top of that, the parenting side of it. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, as a parent, how do you integrate this into a kid's life? And that's a common question that I get too, is like, what do you do for picky eaters? What do you do as kids? My kids love all this junk food or foods that don't love them back. What do you do with that? So they're going to learn a lot out of this real deal conversation. So let's go back in time mm-hmm. and like, as would you call yourself a picky eater?
Yeah, very picky.
Okay, let me just say this. At interviewing my own son, because I know him so well, like, it's weird to ask you a question because I know the answer to most of these things. I need to put my functional medicine and my podcast host hat on. You would say you're a picky eater.
Yeah, very much so.
How picky are we talking about?
We're talking,
like, lay it down for the people.
And this is to all the things I know I'm not supposed to do, but I eat a tan diet. So pretty much if it's tan, I eat it. So that's pizza, chicken nuggets, french fries.
Yeah, that's why I wore this hoodie and sweatpants set.
I would eat the hoodie.
The color of my mate. This is the mate brand. Shout out to mate. They sent this to me. I wore this in honor of my son's food palate.
Yeah.
tan, beige.
Yep. Vanilla. So it's tough to get the things I know I need, which are like vitamins and all that.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So yeah. I think part of this is, and has been since he was little,
sensory issues.
Sensory issues.
So it's not that I don't like the taste of an apple or I don't like the taste of a grape or whatever, because I'll drink grape juice, I'll drink apple juice, I'll drink all the juices and applesauces and all of that. It's not that I don't like the taste of it. The sensory thing, the actual texture is what, like, mm-hmm. I just can't do it.
Yeah. So how we would get in vegetables and fruits predominantly would be
smoothies and supplementation.
Yeah. Smoothies and supplements. And we worked around it. We definitely worked on introducing foods to him and made him have things he didn't love. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about copious amounts of something, it's smoothies.
Yeah.
We're a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, part of this is we don't want food to be punitive or obsessive or restrictive, or, you know, that's the ethos that I want to teach everybody in the podcast. And we teach our telehealth patients, is what I apply to my family or try to do, is not to have this overly zealous,
yeah,
negative thing.
It was always, I always felt throughout my childhood that it was acceptance. That's what I felt like. It was like, you can, you know, you educated and you said, this is what would be the best option. But if you don't want to eat bananas and apples and all this stuff, you can not. And it was always acceptance. And I think in that you find the right path, because you don't feel like you have to, you don't feel like you're being dragged along. You just, the path is there if you want it, and you can try other things and you can experiment and you figure out that there are only a couple right ways. And after you try a couple wrong paths, you're like, okay, I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a deep wisdom right there. It's, and not saying I'm deeply wise, but I'm saying a life principle for everybody, mm-hmm. that I oftentimes forget, but I implemented, and your mom implemented in this as well, is that planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then for anybody that's listening to this, maybe you have a friend or a family member that's just not, they're making kind of self-sabotage decisions that don't love them back so much. You know, you have to make it age appropriate, of course, right? And there's some things that kids just, you just have to make a unilateral decision because of their age. I'm not saying this unilaterally, but I would say that within reason, planting seeds is a huge thing. Because if you teach and lead by example and not just preach and force and create this sort of behavior modification through shame and obsession and authoritarianism, I think doesn't create a heart change. It creates actually the opposite. It creates like a really negative heart change where they rebel and respond and kind of rebound so much once they get out of their parents' control. They're like, mm-hmm. gorging on foods that don't love them back and create a lot of disordered eating around foods.
And I did that at one point. Like once I got a car, I was pretty much like, I can go get fast food. I can go eat gluten. And I did it and I didn't feel good. And I was like, oh, what I was doing before this was good for me. I'm going to stick with that because I tried the other things and I was like, I don't feel good. My energy's out.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is that you had a safe space in the center, mm-hmm. to come back to, and you can go and make decisions and experiment and try, live life. Like as when you got a driver's license, but you came back to that center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no matter what age. That's what I want people to kind of know intuitively what their body loves, what their body doesn't love. And you can make decisions within that. But it's not this, I can't have that. You can eat whatever you want. But I want you to grow an awareness of what things love you back. And that could be something other than food too. But food, habits, relationships, what things are resonating with you, what makes you feel great and what doesn't make you feel great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see you start to get that and own it for yourself. And I've seen that. Now you ask me to fill up your supplement.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
What you have me do?
I and on my own even, it's not just I hear stuff from my dad. I started this, you created a love of learning in our house, I think. And for me that...
I'm not paying him to say this, guys. This is just like on the...
Every
the
time I say a compliment, it's just like an extra, just like, ka-ching! No, I'm just kidding. No, but you created a love of learning and I'm into podcasts like Andrew Huberman's podcast. I listen to your podcast, unironically. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, whether that's mental health or physical health. And I'm like, Dad, what about this supplement? What about this? Especially with Huberman, I get into brain health and all of that stuff. So I'm
thanks,
like...
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah.
Thanks. He's always talking about nootropics.
Yeah.
But hey, it's good.
Best. Yeah. So I'm interested in medicinal mushrooms and all this stuff. And it's partially probably because of the way I grew up, but also just because of the way I am. But yeah, I'll come to you and I'll be like, hey, I want to try out what's this supplement about? And you'll be like, yeah, let's try that. Or when we did the Amen Clinic and it was like, do these supplements and try mm-hmm. these things to get your brain health better. It yeah. was all.
So we went to, I mean, this is the type of father-son hangout day we have. I texted Daniel Amen, Dr. Amen. I said, hey, my son's interested in brain optimization. Mm-hmm. And we talked about sensory issues since he was little too. And we did a lot, obviously, from our perspective. But it's also good to have, I mean, it's something that's taught in medical schools, it's taught in health schools, is that you really shouldn't be the doctor to your close family members, because mm-hmm. it's just, sometimes it's a clinical judgment. But also, on the flip side, it's, they don't always receive instruction, which, you know, families will get that. Parents will get that with kids. Like my patients, their kids are patients as well. If I say it, they'll listen, be more apt to listen. Mm-hmm. But if their mom or dad says it, who are also patients, they'll be like, oh, you know, I need Dr. Bocole to say it.
Yeah. And so there have also been times that you've told me to do something or you be like, hey, this is probably a good idea. Yeah. And I don't do it.
Well, I mean, basically the Amen Clinic told you everything that I told you to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And it... Yeah, you're always right about most things. But
that's the thing.
It's taking it from a different voice.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes it's not the message, it's the messenger and the mm-hmm. timing and planting seeds back to that mm-hmm. whole principle. So anyways, we went to the Amen Clinic in Manhattan, in New York. And what was cool too, though, beyond the advice, which is what I would have recommended too, we did brain scans together.
Yeah, and getting to see that. And
yeah, tell everybody what that was like. That was... bonding experience, to say the least. We got injected with this.
They did, I think it was three different scans. One was just like your normal brain as it is. Then they inject you with one that calms you.
Well, no. There was the stress one first.
Yeah, the activates your brain and you're stressed out.
We were injected with an isotope that
activates parts of the brain.
The scan could read the changes in the brain.
Yeah, shows like your brain when it's like hyperactive. And then the other one was when it's like chilled out and mm-hmm. and slowing down. And so they do those three scans and then they make you do a bunch of random tests, like pressing buttons and stuff. Yeah. And then after a while you get your scan and they talk over all the things with you. And that was really cool to see my brain and the different activity levels.
We talked to the psychiatrist there on staff and Dr. Amen's been on the podcast twice. So go back and listen to that episode. We'll put it in the show notes too at drwocole.com. So yeah, that was, you're interested in brain health, going back to that, you're interested in brain health, but mm-hmm. the point is you own it for yourself now. Yeah. It's not just something that because I said it or mom said it, mm-hmm. it was because you owned it for yourself. And that's the power of planting seeds.
Yeah. And working out was never because like you always worked out. You're always whatever on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're working out, you're doing that. And you would like, you want to work out with me? I was like, honestly, no, I don't want to. And then at a certain point I was like, okay, I want to do this. I want to work out. I want to do all this like physical fitness and not just brain fitness, but also physical fitness. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And I started doing that. It was you planting seeds and you just doing it by example. Because mm-hmm. I didn't really want to work out when you want to work out.
And I will say this, that there are, you talk about not making your kids, there is a intuition that parents, and sometimes we have to make kids do things they don't want to do. Like I said, with foods, it was, no, you're going to try it. We're going to start with a low amount and we're at least going to be consistent with the small amount. And I did the same thing with workouts too and fitness. Yeah. Is that like
Making sure I was doing something active, whether it's a sport, whether it's whatever, I'm doing something active.
Or I think of like when we go on trips or on weekends, I'd make you work out with me and you did fight me.
Yeah.
You did not want to. It's same with your sister. But I mean, I look back at that. It was a fun times.
It was fun. Yeah.
Now we work out together. He wants to work out. It keeps me accountable. But
yeah.
For like what would you say the age that was? I was like preteen.
Preteen. I was like.
We did body weight, like HIIT workouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd say 11.
I didn't see the point of it, but then I was like, oh, I want to get
what
jacked.
What ages were you? Like 11 on? 11?
9, 10, 11, 12, yeah. 13.
Again,
13.
You can make it age appropriate, but.
Yeah. And then 14. 15, 16, I started getting into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I love it.
Now you're into it. Okay, so let's go back to, we talked about foods. How about, let's kind of narrow into that. Would you still say you have a tan diet? And has it better, worse, or the same since you were younger and pickier?
Yeah, so there have been some experiences that, like going on a mission trip and traveling and being like, I don't have the option to eat it.
You worked at,
We went to El Salvador and we served the different local communities there. And when we're there, you don't have the option to just eat a tan diet. Yeah, you eat whatever's in front of you.
What did you do that in there? Humanitarian?
We were just doing whatever the community needed. So whether it was entertaining the kids, or we are going and we're helping them with their houses, or we're building a fence, or whatever it is that we're doing, we were just doing different things that they needed us to do.
Kind of like Habitat for Humanity and organization. Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of pouring into the communities with whatever resources they needed. But when I was there, I eat gluten-free. I eat all this. I only eat a tan diet. I'm really picky. I can't be picky there. I had to just do that. And that really helped me in my like pickiness was like, I'm hungry. I have to eat something. So whatever they put in front of me. So I'm eating all these veggies, all this stuff. And I got really into it. And now I think I am more open with my diet.
Yeah. I see you experimenting with more. You're not like, it's not overwhelming. And like, you know, sensory processing issues are a real thing, obviously. And we have a family history of methylation issues and people with different autoimmune problems. And not that sensory issues are autoimmune, but they can have an inflammatory component that can impact signaling of our senses and our nervous system. So nervous system regulation, brain health. That's why he became interested in this stuff, is because he knew his body and he wanted it to be the best version of himself.
And understand my different strengths and weaknesses and use those to my advantage.
Yeah. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. All you have to do is just one scoop. I have it when I get to the telehealth center, I have it. And I put one scoop in a cup of water, mix it up, it mixes very easily, and it tastes great. Do that every single day to support foundational nutrition. Look, my day job is looking at labs. And for new telehealth patients, I see nutrient deficiencies all the time. It can impact your energy, your brain function, your mood, your gut health. We can fill in the gaps and fix those nutrient deficiencies, optimize those nutrient deficiencies with just one scoop of AG1. Think of it like a multivitamin, a multimineral, a green superfood, an adaptogen blend, a functional medicine blend, a gut health support like probiotic support as well, prebiotics, all of that in one scoop. They've really excelled in developing this, and they've redeveloped this multiple times to get it better as the science evolves. They want to make AG1 the best in the world for foundational nutrition, and they've really done it. If there's one product that I recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why they've been a partner since the inception of The Art of Being Well. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3K2. You get a whole year supply of D3K2 and also 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/willcole. That's drinkag1.com/willcole. Check it out. Bondcharge is this amazing holistic wellness brand that we love here at the Functional Medicine Telehealth Center. They have a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. It's founded on science and inspired by nature. All Bondcharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you to sleep better, perform better, have more energy throughout the day, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is literally endless. From blue light blocking glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting. We recommend all of these and put them in telehealth patient protocols, and you can get these for yourself. Bondcharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite products, the one we probably recommend the most from Bondcharge, is their infrared sauna blanket. You have to check this out. Sauna blankets work by raising heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly, rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same health benefits at a lower heat. So you can enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while relaxing, reading, meditating, watching TV, whatever you want to do. The sauna blanket from Bondcharge heats up quickly, it's easy to clean, and it's low EMF compared to other brands. There's free shipping on every sauna blanket, and there's no hidden costs. They have easy returns and exchanges, and they give you a 12-month warranty.
Go to bondcharge.com/WillCole and use coupon code WillCole to save 15% off. That's bondcharge.com/WillCole. Use coupon code WillCole to save 15% off.
Okay, so food, you've had an evolution. We kind of give people a window into that. And physical activity, give people a window into that. Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what your thought was of your mom and I, our philosophy with technology. What did we do?
So first off, I was like as a little kid up until probably, I don't know, what, nine or 10, I was just watching. I wasn't watching Nickelodeon. I wasn't watching Disney. I was just like, it was old. I'm going to do this for my kids now because I love it, is just old TV shows like 80s and 90s, like Leave It to Beaver and Brady Bunch.
Whoa, wait. Leave It to Beaver was not 80s
70s,
and 90s.
Whatever.
No, Leave It to Beaver was 60s? Probably even before that. 60s.
Okay, whatever.
But I love that. That is like the most, whatever gen you are, thing.
Gen Z.
80s or 90s, like Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was watching all these.
Let's talk. People are going to be like, what the heck? What shows were you watching? What were your favorite shows growing up?
It was The Rifleman, which was a...
This is real. Like, this is like 1950s.
Yeah.
But yes, some Rifleman.
Deep cut, Lucas McCain, old Western. I was watching a bunch of old Westerns. Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie,
yeah.
Brady Bunch. What else? Andy Griffith Show. I Love Lucy. I was watching really, at least for me, old shows.
Yeah.
And then once I got older, I was watching Full House, and then they came out with Fuller House and we would do that.
Yeah. So I think the point is here, the reason why I could say why we did this is that a lot, not that there weren't new shows that you watch. It just wasn't.
No, I did watch Disney and all that
yeah,
stuff too.
We watched a lot of Disney, but a lot of the new stuff that was like, first of all, 24/7 once you have cable or
like SpongeBob.
YouTube.
SpongeBob is just brain numbing.
Yeah, it's just we're not puritanical zealots, but I do feel like there is something to the overstimulation. A lot of the modern cartoons is a contributing factor, a component for some kids to their addictive nature to technology. There's a less of an addictive nature by design to some of these more older. Plus, there's something, there's an essence, there's a depth, there's a
it was when,
quality yeah. to it, I think, that's lost today.
Yeah, they were really like, wanted it to be the best that they could with the tools that they had.
Right, and a lot of the shows you watch actually had legendary actors and actresses.
Yeah.
I mean, they're iconic for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so then it was that with technology, so watching those old shows, that was something that sticks out. And then... Yeah.
And you, what did you hate? Because you did not like some of the things with technology that we would say. What were the things you did not like?
Yeah, so
then
I hated the fact that all my friends had a phone and then I didn't have a phone. And then once I got a phone, it was like, oh, I want social media because all my friends have social media or all my friends have YouTube or all my friends have whatever. And you were like, no, we're just going to wait. And it was like, oh, okay, fine. So I I'm just in this, like, I'm constantly wanting to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But now looking back on
go back. You used to tell me, Dad, I feel like a freak.
Yeah.
I mean, basically that's what you'd say, right?
Yeah. And I thought I was going to be held back, maybe even like social media wise.
Because they were having this whole other life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were all referencing, oh, look at this funny meme that I didn't know what it was. Or, oh, they'd even like be snapping each other on Snapchat and they're
which
doing
is insane in my opinion, but that's a different story. But.
Yeah. And they're snapping each other and I'm not in on it. And there's all this like stuff that I felt left out and I felt ostracized in a way, but looking back on it, I wouldn't change it.
Really? So this is coming from a 17-year-old, guys. He's not like grown adult.
And there are some 17-year-olds that probably are going to take longer to come to this, maybe recognizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean,
what do you feel like that did for you by waiting as long as we could?
I think it built a internal fortitude of not needing to be like everyone else. Mm. And that's going to help me. It already has helped me, but it's going to help me down the road when I'm trying to start a business. And my friends are like, hey, want to go out and do this thing? And there are some times you just got to say no. And this teaches me the ability to be like, no, I've already been a little bit on the outskirts with my habits and my values. So I know that I need to say no to this thing so that I can have a big yes down the road.
Mm.
And I think that has done that a lot. I think also, I mean, I grew up eating gluten free. So there were a lot of times where it's like, we're at a party and there's pizza and it's like, I can't eat the pizza, but I have something else. But it's like, oh, I wish I was like everyone else. And understanding that it's okay not to be like everyone else, because if you're trying to be like everyone else, you're not being you. And that's your purpose, is being yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love that. And going back just to being context, you're gluten free because he has...
It'll mess me up.
He has bad symptoms. Let's just say that. Bad digestive symptoms when he has gluten. I'm not against gluten across the board. The people, patients that do fine with sourdough or ancient grains or sprouted grains. So look, it's about bio-individuality. But for him, his body, what foods that don't love him back. And that's tough when you're a kid. It's like the pizza parties are like a thing. And like every, like whatever, snack food out there, there's a lot of...
Yeah, and having to bring my glutinous own
things.
Gluten-free pizza places. Yeah.
That's how to win friends. Hey guys, I have my frozen pizza in my bag. You have that down to the science.
I do. I am an oven pizza legend. 425 for about 18 to 20 minutes. You're good.
A tan diet. All right. So I love that. That's beautiful that you said that about technology. For people that are parents out there, when did that aha moment happened for you when it comes to that inner resistance that you used to have around technology or food?
I think it took specifically with technology. When your kid isn't plugged into, I refer to it as, it's kind of like a matrix in a way, because they're all plugged in and they're looking at their phone and they're in their whatever, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever it is. And they're there and I'm like unplugged and I'm looking at all of these people around me and they're just glued. And they are miserable on the inside and it's just not good. It's junk food for your brain and your soul. And they are like, you see it and you awaken to it and you're like, oh, I don't want to be like this. But imagine if you've been plugged in the entire time and you were just like, this is just how everything is. And you don't have the ability to unplug. So I can plug in sometimes and I can scroll on Instagram, whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I can also, I understand what it's like to be unplugged as well. Mm-hmm. And it's both and, I think, is it's okay to be unplugged sometimes. And you don't have to have shame about being unplugged or plugged in. And I think it gave me that awakening of, because I was unplugged for developmental years of my life.
Oh, that's so good. Honestly, I mean, we could say this is like a testament to my parenting, or honestly, I give all credit to my wife, but it really, part of this between nature and nurture, it's partly nurture, but it's partly nature. He's just a great kid, honestly. So let's go back to that. So I love the fact that you're saying it's not about shaming yourself when you're plugged in or on technology, or shaming yourself being unplugged. It's just having, what I'm hearing is, having agency over something, having awareness around something, and using technology without it using you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there are some ways where people will still feel shame when they're plugged in or when they're eating the whatever junk food that they're having in moderation because it's a treat or whatever it is, right? I don't know. I think, I mean, for me, I've used gamifying it and being like, okay, I want to have video games, or I want to have, we didn't really talk about video games either.
Yeah, we could talk about that in a second.
Or I want to go on my phone. It's like, I want to earn it, right? So I'll set a couple goals and I'll be like, I want to, and this is just within myself. This is nobody telling me to do this. This is just how I operate. And that way I'm like, if I want to achieve these goals, but I sit on my phone and I procrastinate all day and then I don't end up doing the thing, I'll set the goals and then I'll be like, at the end of the finish line, I get the technology or I get whatever it is that I'm trying to get to. Mm-hmm. So that way I'm not feeling shame when I'm on technology or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I've earned it and then I can just not focus. I'm not thinking while I'm scrolling, oh, I wish I would have done these things. I've already completed it. I feel victorious. And then I'm also being on my phone or whatever it is that I'm doing.
I love that. Have you heard about Senolytics yet? If you listen to The Art of Being Well, you have. If you're a random listener or a new listener, maybe you haven't. Go back and listen to past episodes because we've talked about it before. It's a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they're being called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. Your life goals in your career and beyond require productivity. But let's be honest, the aging process is not our friend when it comes to endless energy and productivity. That's why I use Qualia Senolytic. I have it on my desk here as I'm recording this podcast in between consulting telehealth patients. If someone would have told me that there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel
so many years younger in a matter of months, I wouldn't have believed it. That's why I tried and I love Qualia Synalytic. You know, if they're a sponsor on the podcast, I tell you all the time, it's because I take it, I recommend it to telehealth patients, my team loves it, or all three. This is definitely all three. As we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells. These are like zombie cells. Qualia Synalytic removes those worn out senescent zombie cells, those inflammatory senescent cells, to allow for the rest of them to thrive in your body. You just take it 2 days a month. That's all you have to do. The formula is non-GMO, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all the ingredients together. Resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Synalytic. Go to neurohacker.com/WillCole for up to $100 off and use code WillCole at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/WillCole for an additional 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker for sponsoring today's episode. One of the top things that we recommend to telehealth patients, it's so simple, anybody can do it. You do not need a functional medicine doctor to do this. It is an underlying cause of headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, muscle weakness, sleep issues. Want to know what it is? It's electrolyte imbalances and electrolyte deficiencies. You can fix this so simply with just one packet of Element. It's spelled L-M-N-T. You have to try this. They come in delicious flavors. We've utilized them for years in the clinical space with telehealth patients. You can do this on your own as well. Element is a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times the government recommendations. Each stick pack delivers a meaningful dose of electrolytes free of sugar, artificial colors, or other questionable ingredients. Let's just say that. Element is formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration and is perfectly suited for athletes. No matter how you eat, you definitely want to consider bringing Element into your life. And they're so darn delicious. They come in delicious flavors like citrus, they have an orange, they have a lime one. My team loves the chocolate ones because you can actually have them hot and it's kind of got warm, salted chocolate caramel deliciousness that you can have any time of the year. You can have it cold, you can have it hot. They have something for you. Go to drinkelement.com/WillCole to receive a free Element sample pack. You can try all these amazing flavors with any order when you purchase through this specific link, drinkelement.com/WillCole. That's drinkelement.com/WillCole. All right, so let's go there. Video games.
Yep.
If it's not the phone, it's the video games, especially for boys. Mm-hmm. So what was our policy? What was your childhood like when it comes to video mm-hmm. games?
Well, there were a couple games that you guys were like, no, which was...
Well, I mean, how old were you? Because you really didn't have video
no,
games.
No, that's so true. You got me a Wii U at like, how old was I?
Making
like,
you
nine
move,
or 10?
We're making your move, your body. So that was our justification with Wii U. But we had it. You had it for a minute, and then we took it away because it was like it became this sort
I'm a very addictive personality. I'm especially
which I
with
don't
ADHD.
Even want to say that about you. Okay, we could talk about ADHD in a second, but I feel like that most kids have an addictive personality. Mm-hmm. So maybe you had it extra mm-hmm. difficult. But you look at the ubiquity of it's designed to be addictive.
Sure, I also think there's the nature and nurture thing. Like you were talking about nature, I'm naturally an addictive
yeah.
person.
Yeah, and. Which so, the nurture then we
yes,
had to create boundaries
yes.
around.
So
these
I
things.
Have a friend who he is not addicted to video games. He can play video games and he feels like, okay, I can just get off whenever. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have a problem with it. I would just play video games till the freaking sun goes down and back up again. Mm-hmm. Like I have that like addictive, like I just will do it forever because yeah. it feels great.
So we've learned over the years with the sensory processing that you could be labeled as
ADHD.
So that's why it's part of that, okay, creating, nurturing healthy boundaries for kids when they don't know what's best for them. And part of that was limitations around technology.
Yeah.
So like, video games, for the most part, you didn't have.
I didn't really.
Video
and
games.
Then I got it back, but I didn't really care about it at that point because I was like, I would play video games with my friends. It was not that you can't play video games. It was just like, we're not having it in our house.
But when
and
you're
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I think there's a level of
now
it.
Now you can play it and you can drop it. You really don't. So
yeah.
Like you said, the plugged in, plugged out analogy.
I schedule my rewards. So I'll be like, I'll play video games for 2 hours or an hour or whatever. And I schedule it and I have it all blocked out. And that's
and you're
works
doing
for
that
me.
Yourself. Really, I know.
Yeah. And I found discovering what works for you and whatever it is really helpful. And that's what's helped me a bunch.
How old were you when you first got your phone?
That was,
and this without, it was COVID. Without social media.
It was, yeah, this was without social media.
It
was
a cell phone without social media. So you probably would have been,
it was COVID purely for the sake of just being able to communicate with my friends.
So how old would you be?
That would have been 14, March 15? Of 2020.
Yeah. So but like how old were you then?
2020. Let's see. It's 2024. Go 4 years back. I was like 13-ish.
Okay. 13, 14. You had a phone just to text during the pandemic.
Yep.
No social media.
No, just playing games with my friends, whatever. Doing that Zoom calls and all that fun jazz that we did during quarantine.
And activities. And then how old were you when you got social media?
I was 16.
16. Mm-hmm. And that is...
And I didn't get Snapchat or TikTok. I still don't have TikTok.
So basically he's 17 years old now. He's had social media for a year. And... Look, we all have to make decisions as parents for what works for your kid. And we all know our kid. All kids are different. We just talked about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that that's the magic age. I actually wish we would have waited a little bit longer. I do actually wish we could wait. But I think how old are some kids that you know that are on social media today?
12, 10.
Yeah, I know 10, not even younger than that. That's not even, some of these platforms is technically not even legal to have, they change their age. It's the user... agreement is not for those young ages.
No. Yeah. 10. There are kids on Instagram that are 10.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Why do you need to be on that?
Because everyone else is.
Yeah. And then, again, I'm not like a full on off the grid, like absolutist, like Amish person.
But it's be a kid. Go shoot a Nerf gun and like hit a ball with a stick.
And maybe it's because of my reference point. I would talk about 80s, 90s. I just take me back to the 90s. Like the late 90s weren't that bad. There was dial-up.
You don't need a phone as a 10-year-old. What are you doing? You don't even know. You're doing nothing on your phone as a 10-year-old.
See, to me, I think if we could bring everything back to 1997, it would be good.
Yeah. I think if everything was Stranger Things, the world would be a better place.
Okay, so we talked about technology, talked about food. What else didn't we cover? I wonder. Oh, let's talk about, we talked about going back. I basically, anytime I travel for work, I'm taking him or his sister.
But mainly me.
Or my wife or all of us. But it's hard with my daughter's dance schedule and all of that stuff. 9 times out of 10, it was Solomon coming with me. So let's give people kind of like, all 4 books, you've gone with me, all book tours.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So started when Ketotarian came in 2018, but then Inflammation Spectrum, Intuitive Fasting, the Gut Feelings.
All on drwilkle.com.
But the point of me saying this is that I'm an introvert. I work at telehealth at the clinic. So if I go to the clinic, seeing patients 10 hours a day, and then coming back home. And I love that. We live in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. And I like that. So it's like when I get to go out and see, do something other than shake things up in my routine. It normally was around the books or the podcast. I would take you with me.
Yep.
So what are some of like over your childhood? Because that was a really formative years. So your whole childhood, you got to go to like interesting places. And
yeah.
So what was one thing that sticks out in your mind is like, oh, this is cool.
I mean, there are a couple things. A lot of the things that happened, I didn't know that they were cool until I like researched it and got into it. Like,
it's so true.
We went to Elle McPherson's house and we hung out with her. And I'm like, I don't know who this person is. But like, you told me like she was a model or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess.
She was just my friend Elle.
She was just a cool lady. Yeah. And she was awesome. And she like showed me all these cool things. And we were at her beautiful house. And it was great. But then now I look back on it and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's iconic. Like she's huge.
But isn't that great that you could just meet people as people? Because people are just people.
Yeah, I would have been so nervous if I knew who she was.
People are kind, cool people, and people in the world could know who they are. Or they can be kind, cool people, and people don't know who they are. Or they could be really crappy people.
Everyone puts their pants on the same way.
Amen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't need to tell you who people are. They're just kind people who are my friends.
It was just like, your friend Elle. And I was like, okay. Or we went on, when you were on Diary of a CEO podcast. Now I'm a huge fan of that podcast and I thought it was amazing. I didn't know who the heck any of these people were. I was like, it's cool to see behind the scenes, like because of my podcast and getting to look at all of that. But it was also like, I didn't know what the heck was going on. And it was cool to just get to look at that. But now looking back on it, I love those experiences where I don't know what it is. Yeah. And then I figure it out. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
What else? Other example of that would you say?
I mean, I think just a lot of times just going like, cause he'll be speaking or he'll be talking to people and I'm just kind of wandering around and I'm like, I'll meet someone and they're like the Eminem's tour manager, just random crazy people that I have no idea who they are. And I'll just be on my own wandering around talking to people. And I'm like making friends with people. And they're like leaving. They're like, all right, bye Solomon and bye Solomon's dad. And it's funny. Yeah.
Who? And Elle McPherson came is, we'll talk about your podcast a little bit. She's so kind. They're like, this is the authentic, like one of the kindest people that I know in my life.
She's an angel.
On your podcast.
Yeah.
She is an angel. So we'll talk about how to listen to that conversation. All right. So how about, what's someone that you did know?
Mm-hmm. Gwyneth.
Okay, Gwyneth was a good example.
I was super nervous. I was really nervous because
how did you know who she was?
Marvel.
And it's not funny that I've not seen like any, now that I have, because you had me watch them, but mm-hmm. like I did not watch those movies at all.
Yeah.
Our reference points are so different.
Yeah.
So different. So yeah, what was that like?
Yeah, that was like, I was like, this is like a superhero, like a literal superhero. I was like, this is so cool. And like, she's famous and I was super nervous. But then once I met her, I was also like, oh, we're at your house. You're a normal person. You have like a kitchen and a bathroom and you're not just this person that goes in movies and that's it.
Yeah.
Like
and she's another awesome person.
Amazing
too.
Human being. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind. My job with telehealth patients when we go over labs is to support their health from the outside in and the inside out. And one of the things that we see are people that are struggling with hormone imbalances, different inflammatory problems that could be impacting many different systems in the body. But one issue that we see for some people are hair issues. A tool that I love for the outside in support, because what we put on our skin, what we put on our hair and using our hair really can make a massive difference in improving our hair quality. A brand that I love is called Vegamore. Write that down if you're not driving. V-E-G-A-M-O-U-R, Vegamore. These products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency here. When you make this a part of your routine, you're going to be so happy about the way your hair looks and feels. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. What I recommend using is their monthly subscription. You can get a monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum. That's G-R-O, Grow Hair Serum. Vegamore makes it easy to stay consistent. When you sign up for the monthly subscription, you can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, you'll save more and you never run low on the products that you need to take great care of your hair. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how great this stuff is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/willcole and use code willcole at checkout. That's vegamore.com/willcole, code willcole to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/willcole, code willcole. I just tried this new hot cocoa for sleep. It is so freaking good. It's called Beams Dream Powder. You guys have to try this. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder and this amazing science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. This is now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, sea salt caramel, with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, which is a brilliant science-backed functional mushroom, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. All you have to do is just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth it, and enjoy before bed. It's a delicious, tasty nighttime routine. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/WillCole and use code WillCole at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/WillCole and use code WillCole for up to 40% off.
All right. How about anything else weird? Like any weird, I've taken you like biohacking conferences and
yeah.
Did you do any weird wellnessy thing?
I did that one like foot bath where like you put your feet in this thing and it, like all this brown stuff. Like,
yeah, I can't, I did never have done that. I can't attest to that. But you,
and when you go to Kayla with Liv doing all that.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. We can talk about Liv.
The brown, I mean, the brown stuff. I don't, people ask me about the foot baths. I don't, the ionic foot baths. I don't really know any science behind it. I don't
know anything about it.
But you have different vendors.
Yeah, they're just like, come and do
hey,
it.
Come over here. You're
like,
a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, sure, I do it. Whatever.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
No, okay. So that now, this is Kayla Barnes, who's a mutual, another amazing
human.
She's
also
being
on my podcast.
She's been on your podcast too. She has a biohacking wellness center in Cleveland. Shout out to Liv and Bobby at Town Hall and everybody there. But what did they, you did all kind of cool wellnessy stuff there.
Yeah,
before.
We did cryotherapy. We did Hocket. Is that what it's called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Hocket. It's did, like infrared and PEMF and ozone.
Hyperbaric chamber, the nose thing. I don't even know what that is. The
Nano-V.
Yeah, Nano-V. And we've, I mean, so many things. IVs, the face treatment, all that stuff. They have
yeah.
a bunch of cool biohacking.
Yeah. So what do you think of wellness and self-care and just like being the best version of yourself, just optimization for the mm-hmm. individual? What do you think about it now?
Mm-hmm.
As a 17-year-old.
Well, I have this philosophy. There are only two ways to live life. You're either actively getting better or you're passively getting worse. And mm-hmm. that's just how life works. So, and the whole journey of life is not about passively getting worse. It's about how can I just grow by 1% today?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get 1% better? Because if you look at yesterday you and you're not just a little bit better, what are you doing? Like mm-hmm. just do an evaluation and try and get a little bit better. And mm-hmm. I think that for me, that's just what I do. So whether that's through my health, whether that's through what I'm doing in personal habits, whether that's like a spiritual practice, I'm trying to just get better every day. So I think wellness is just taking life one step at a time and just trying to do the next right thing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So you, throughout your childhood, I'd like to go back because I didn't fill in the gaps of like the kid's not on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't on social media until last year at 16 years old. He wasn't playing video games. He's watching 1950s television shows. What were you doing? Like, what were your activities? So we don't just tell the people, okay, this is what we maybe didn't
I'm not
do,
just like sitting in a corner.
What did we do instead? Yeah. Like fill in
yeah.
the gaps.
So obviously I'm traveling a lot with you. We did a lot of traveling, which I loved. And I look back on those memories and we continue to make those memories. But also I think, I mean, I was outside. I was playing outside. I was in the woods building forts. I'm pretending lightsaber with my friends, or we're being Jedis, or we're having Nerf wars, or where I don't even know. I was always interested in like Bear Grylls and survival stuff. So I'm like learning how to build a fort, or I would just make fires every day just for fun because I wanted to.
He's an epic fire maker. And we were always watching and we were being safe.
But I would just go out and I knew how to build a fire. I knew how to put a fire out.
He was never like Boy Scouts. This was like ad hoc on a DIY.
Watching Man versus Wild.
And me as his dad definitely is not like, he taught himself how to do this mm-hmm. stuff.
And I was doing it like not with a lighter. I'm just like rubbing two sticks together using flint and steel. I was always interested in stuff like that. What else was I doing? I mean, I was drawing. I would always like want to write stuff down or write a story and then I'm homeschooled, so I'm doing homeschool stuff.
So we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, we can.
So you were homeschooled for, I mean, basically your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of all of this. Like life is learning and like we, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all my wife.
And so,
I'll have my wife on separately to talk all about homeschooling because
yeah.
I cannot take any credit for that. I was busy running mm-hmm. the telehealth center.
And I think the homeschooling thing was also bio-individuality and understanding that that's what I needed.
Yeah.
I needed.
Because we're not against regular traditional school. I mean, not mm-hmm. at all. And you did that some when you were younger too, and same with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, again, it worked what's worked for our family. And yeah. And every year, even for your sister, I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe she's ready to go to traditional school. I don't mm-hmm. know. Because every kid is different.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends that work outside of the house and they still homeschool. So it's not something where you can't do it. It's just, you have to find out what works for your
mm-hmm.
family. And this is what worked for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and homeschooling was great. Getting to homeschooling frees up some time to be able to look at the things that you want to do. So I always had passions. I was into business or into crypto or into art or whatever it was. I was getting to take specific classes about that, like how to buy and sell an NFT or whatever I was doing.
Oh, NFTs.
Remember those
Are
days?
Are they still a thing?
No, they really fell off. It's all a scam now.
I feel like sad. So many friends told me to buy it.
You bought one.
A llama. I think you I did, bought a llama.
I have your llama. I have it in my wallet.
I invested in one llama and I am so frugal that even the I still think about the money that I spent on that dang llama.
Do you want to, if anyone wants can to buy his, if anyone wants to buy his llama, you can.
Reach out
link
to
is in the show notes.
Reach out on social media. I'm selling an NFT llama.
Laid back llamas.
Yeah. Oh, so boy. Yeah, he's always been had the entrepreneurial, and we got to nurture that entrepreneurial out of the box. Like he said, he's just, it's okay to be different. And I think sometimes with school, it can, you feel like you have to fit in this box and you have to, this is what you do. And in this, and you're in these cliched stereotypes. It's like, no, there's no stereotypes here. Just be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
unabashedly.
Yeah. I always say, look at your thumb, your fingerprint is different than everyone else. If you were supposed to be someone else, you'd have their fingerprint. And it's just like, that's my reminder whenever I'm comparing or whatever.
That's good. Because comparison is
the thief of joy.
Yeah.
And if you compare, you lose.
Yeah. So what, okay, here's the deal. I think you know what I'm getting at when I ask you this question. When you were frustrated about something and you were really young, and I did this every year since you were little.
I know.
What did I say? Okay, I'm frustrated, and make it age appropriate, but like the kid's not getting his way, or he's having a bad day, or he's throwing a temper tantrum, or they get bigger temper tantrums as they get older. What would I say? Okay, these are your choices.
Yeah. So you've, and I quote this literally every day to my friends, to whoever I'm talking to, is there are only three options to go about a situation. You can accept it, you can enjoy it, or you can be enthusiastic. And we'd be in the car and I'd be annoyed because whatever, I couldn't watch my show or whatever it was. And you'd be like, acceptance, enjoyment, enthusiasm. And at first it was just annoying. And I'm like, Dad, stop. Like, what the heck? I want to watch my show. And that was pretty much just your way of being like, okay, fine, I'll stop asking for it. But then down the road, I get it now. And I understand that like it's futile and fruitless to try and do anything else other than accept the situation, enjoy a situation, or be enthusiastic about a situation. That's the only three things you can do.
And that's not my thing. It's like, that's from Eckhart Tolle. So anybody who wants to read Eckhart Tolle, he's one of the, I mean, he even now.
I love Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah. So, I mean, Eckhart Tolle is a big part of our home ethos of teaching and non-resistance, non-attachment, non-judgment, present moment awareness. A lot of it's mindfulness meditation. And that's a principle that he taught me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to get to talk to him someday.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday.
We'll see.
So what else? I think we covered a lot of really great things. So you have this amazing podcast.
Yeah. And the podcast is honestly a result of traveling with you and talking to these amazing people. Because when I'm talking to these hyper successful people, whether they're successful spiritually or financially, or maybe mentally, they're very smart or brilliant or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was getting to have these amazing conversations and learn from them. And then that led me down this path of, it actually started with Elle. Elle sent you a book called The 5-Minute Journal. And it's just pretty much, you start your day, it's 5 minutes, it's gratitude, then what do you want to do today? Just like normal things to get you started on your day well. But that started me getting into really, how do I optimize myself? And that, how do I make the next best decision every single day? And then once I got that, I felt like I was selfish. I felt like I was like, oh my gosh, I found this secret. This is great. I want to share this with the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm just having the conversations that I would normally have, but I'm pressing the record button. And the goal of my podcast is just to share with my generation, generations younger and older than mine, gleaning from older people who are successful in whatever facet of life it is, and just trying to understand what is success. And success is, I've found that it's not what you think it is. It's not just money. It's both in your mind and in your body, and spiritually, it could be a plethora of things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's kind of my
that.
Podcast.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
So what could people expect out of the podcast? It's called, what's the name
it's
of the
It's called
podcast?
Wax On, Wax Off.
Who thought of the name?
You.
It was a creative...
I was like stumped on the name. I couldn't figure it out.
It was
like
a bunch creative of different ones. Brainstorming session. Mm-hmm. But look, talk about 80s references.
Wax on, wax off.
It's a Karate Kid reference. And I think what you told me what the goal of it was.
And you were like, this
show
is perfect.
So the whole ethos of the show was entirely Solomon's idea. He's like, Dad, I want to talk to people that are older than me to learn, to have the older generation teach the younger generation.
Like modern day Mr. Miyagi. Like
modern day Mr. Miyagi. So wax on, wax off, that iconic scene. Mm-hmm. Speaking of iconic films, it kind of all is there. Mm-hmm. And it's of learning. And I think this lost art of talking to generations that are older than us, right?
Yeah, because kids my age now, my generation thinks they know everything because they have the internet, and you don't. That's just the facts. You need older people in your life. And it's a forgotten art of going to the elder of the tribe and saying, mm-hmm. I have this problem. What should I do? Or how do I become like you in this way? And mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing, is just sharing that wisdom with people who are at the tip top of the totem pole, mm-hmm. asking them, how are you successful? How did you get successful? And what does success mean?
Yeah, I love that. All right, so before we go, let's do a quick Your Art of Being Well. At the end of every episode, we have Your Art of Being Well. So this is Solomon's Art of Being Well. What's the worst tasting healthy food that is disgusting? Your sensory issues, you're going to be flying off the radar, mm-hmm. but you still will grit your teeth and have it because it's so good for you. Is there a food that fits that criteria for you?
I mean, there are a lot of foods. The one thing that comes to my mind is that, what's the cod liver oil? I hate that. And then also, what's that one droplet thing that we do? Or I used to do it. It's like a methylator, maybe.
Methylated B vitamin, maybe.
It's like a droplet.
I give you capsules for that now.
Yeah, I know. You made me do a droplet in water. It tasted terrible. It was like some herby something or other. But cod oil is what comes to my mind.
Yeah, cod liver oil is a good.
You would like put on a spoon. I remember I was young and you'd be like, all right, take her. And I would take it and make me want to vomit.
That's a good lesson too. Sometimes we do things we don't want to do.
Yeah.
Just because it loves us back. Mm-hmm. Number two is, now the second question that I have is, what's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation? I want to go to Japan and just go everywhere. And
because why?
I love Japanese ancient history, and I love the samurai and all that area of time and all of that. And then I also love the new stuff. And like, I love the art and the architecture and even like anime and getting into some of that, like the modern culture, both cultures.
All right. Next question is, what's a place that you've traveled that like is still to this day, like one of your favorite memories?
It wasn't even like the coolest place we've ever been, but I really loved one time we did New York. And then from New York, we went to LA, and it was for your book tour. Mm-hmm. It was just so fun. Like we mm-hmm. hung out with the Stenmarks. We hung out with
Zach and Jordan, have been on the podcast. So
yeah. Yeah. We just did so many cool things, and it was like mm-hmm. so packed with fun. Also like a Cleveland trip going out and to Bobby and Kayla. That's honestly, you could send me to like Egypt and we could go see the pyramids. I'd pick Cleveland any day over that. I don't know why.
It's because Kayla and Bob. I mean, you guys have to see Town Hall in Cleveland. Live at Cleveland. Like, it is such a cool place. Mm-hmm. All right. What's a place like we've been on a few TV shows. What was one of your favorite memories, like behind the scenes on TV?
Probably Drew Barrymore. That was really cool.
What was it like meeting her and doing that?
She was the same person that you see on TV. She like came up to me and she just like hugged me for like 3 minutes straight and just started like telling me all like her favorite things about me, even though like she probably didn't know anything about me. She was just saying nice things, like showering me in love for like 2 minutes straight.
That's funny. What are your favorite supplements that you take mm-hmm. that I fill in the pill bottle, mm-hmm. in the pill case?
I would say the magnesium for my brain. I love that.
So it has
that.
Magnesium threonate, which gets to the brain. Anybody that wants nervous system regulation, focus, mm-hmm. good sleep-wake cycle.
Yeah, and then also I love Wellco's products for clarity and brain optimization and even like immunity and stuff.
Yeah, Wellco is Al McPherson's brand. So I'll put links to the magnesium that he takes. It's at drwellco.com. It's actually the Art of Being Well supplement line that he takes. And Wellco, which is Al McPherson's line, has great products too. All right, last question. What is a book? Well, let me say two last questions. What's a book that you've read in the past year? It could be fiction or nonfiction that got you thinking in a fresh new way.
I would say, I love Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, but also I love Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Those are probably my two.
Really good. All right. Last question for real. What is a spiritual practice that has been helpful for you personally?
I would say it's three things: cold plunge and like just breathing. Because cold plunge makes you like, you stop thinking about, it helps you look at the world with a fresh lens because you don't exist for a second. It's like you're not thinking about your body. You're not thinking about the cold anymore. You're just kind of there and you're just thinking about mm-hmm. life through this lens of like kind of just getting out of your situation. So I think that's one. I love breath work. We did that breath work thing one time mm-hmm. and that was really a great experience. And then I also just meditate. So either like Tony Robbins meditation or doing like a meditation on the Peloton app.
Oh, great. Peloton app's a great resource. We've had Chelsea Jackson Roberts on the podcast. She's one of my favorite meditation teachers there mm-hmm. as well. I love you so much.
Love you too.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Where can people go to listen to your podcast? Where do they go?
You go to either Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify. You can just look up Wax On, Wax Off podcast. It's a picture of me with a blue background. Just tap that. Link will be in show notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also have Patreon, patreon.com/waxonwaxoffpodcast.
Are you asking for money? Support his 17-year-old tan diet right now.
Yep.
I don't understand Patreon. What is it?
It's just pretty much you get early access to my podcast. You get special.
Oh, so you get things for it.
You this get isn't special. Just like, it's not just, you're not just supporting it. You get special okay. things.
So I take it back then. This is actually, you get exclusive content.
You get exclusive content. You get access
this is me
to
being an old man. I
episode
don't
guests
it.
And all that fun stuff.
You get exclusive content when you're
early a access and okay. ad free, all that fun
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's great.
I need to do Patreon.
Yeah. Well,
I need to listen. He's been telling me I need to get Patreon, but yep. I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like,
yeah,
GoFundMe page.
Support a young entrepreneur. All right.
I love you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.